It's a world-famous broadcast. This is the show where we talk about marketing. Technology comes into the fold. Music is always fun to talk about. I'm Adam Ritz with Brent Oakley from Fusik. We are lucky enough to have on the show John Parrish, the CEO of CityGrow out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And CityGrow is, I guess, from my small, feeble mind, I can say it's a text marketing business. Is that correct? How would you describe CityGrow and what you guys do?
Yeah, we say loyalty marketing. We say loyalty marketing, but we're heavily involved in text marketing space.
I gotcha. Okay, yeah. Loyalty marketing.
Yeah, yep.
So you want to reward the customer for coming back.
Yeah, we want to get them to come back. And sometimes that's rewards. Sometimes that's just simple engagement, reminding them that the business is there.
So we do a lot of, with our customers, we tell their customers to join the loyalty program. That's harder to say than I thought. The loyalty program. And so from your side of the fence, you're behind the curtain of the loyalty industry. Tell us some things that maybe we don't know about. We can tell our customers, yeah, hey, join the loyalty program. And to, you know, someone brain dead like me, that means you buy 10, maybe your 11th one's free. What do you know that I don't?
Well, that's the most common, is you buy 10, get one free. What that does for a business is there's a lot of tracking data behind loyalty, and you don't think about that from the consumer standpoint, that every time I come in, if you're using a system like ours, a digital system, you put in your phone number that tracks points, and it's as simple as that for a customer. But for a business, we know what time of day you come in, if you're a breakfast or a lunch or a dinner customer. We know how often you're coming in. Is it every week, every Friday, once a month? So we can base these text and email campaigns based off of that data. If you're a lunch customer and you always come for lunch, I can either try to cross-promote and get you to eat dinner with us too. Or if you haven't been in a while, I can set up an automated trigger to send you a promotion at lunch because I know you usually come in Wednesdays at noon, so I can set it to come in, go out 10 minutes before the average time my customers come in.
And the business card that I used to have with the number 1 through 10 with a hole punch, that business card doesn't know that I come in. What my buying habits are.
So are you guys able to geo-target at all? Do you do anything like that right yet with your technology?
Yes and no. So just based off of a simple phone number, you can't geo-target per se. But you can do this. You could get a zip code from somebody and know somewhat of the location they're in. To geotarget, we take a little bit different approach. We do integrate into some apps where, let's say I checked in with my phone number for loyalty. I leave, I get a text message that says, thanks for coming in, download our app if you really want the deals or for whatever incentive. Once I get the app, now I can start geotargeting. So I can take the data point of where you come in, or I can set up a fence, a perimeter around my business. And as soon as your phone enters that, assuming that you either have Wi-Fi on or Bluetooth enabled, I see it and we trigger out a message to do it. Really popular among convenience stores, gas stations, who you always come to the pump, but they want you inside the store. When they see you're at the pump, you get a message that says, come in for your favorite donut or whatever they have data on you for.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, really
one
cool.
of our at Fusik, one of our big verticals is filling stations. We play at the pump, and we get them, and we drive them inside. So if we could even partner to a point where they're hearing the message over the speakers, and then they are also getting a text message on top of it.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, if they ignore you by that time, they really don't want to come into your gas station.
That's right. You know, that scenario is really nice because you actually don't even need an app, because a lot of gas stations now are putting your phone number in at the pump. So we can recognize if you're coming in from the pump with a phone number, send you the message. So the problem with the app is if people don't download it or they don't turn their Bluetooth on, they might be coming in and out of your geo fence. You're just not picking it up.
Right.
But if we can get them to put in any data entry at the point of service, at the pump, then we know to send them that message.
Absolutely.
Especially if our data says you haven't been inside for the last 10 times you filled up.
Absolutely.
So. John Parrish is our guest from CityGrow. We're talking about loyalty marketing through emails and text messaging campaigns. You're a fairly young guy. You're the CEO of this company. Before, I'm assuming you've got a marketing and a tech background. How much did you know about the legal world and attorneys and laws? Because we were talking off mic about all the legal issues that go along with opting in or opting out or text messaging somebody that may not have given you their phone number.
Well, as Brent said off air here, with the regulations that happened a few years ago, there's a big change in tech regulations, and that's when I had to dive knee deep into regulations. Before that, it wasn't that heavily
The wild, wild regulated. West.
Yeah, it was. You have phone numbers, you can send messages. It wasn't quite that lax, but now it's really big on regulations. The name of the game's consent. You have to be able to show consent from customers and relate it to what you're sending. So I can't go get consent to send you a receipt text and then start sending you marketing campaigns.
Right.
You have to know what you're signing up for. And so from our side, that's probably the thing that separates us the most from other text marketing companies, is we're not just concerned about sending out messages. We're concerned about getting phone numbers. So we capture 10 times the amount of phone numbers as standard text companies because we add different ways to get that consent from customers.
When I met John, he was telling me about some of the best practices of a business reaching out to their customers through a text messaging loyalty program. And you were saying that what's the strategy? Like one a day, one a week? I mean, you don't want to overkill because now someone will turn off their phone and opt out. So what's the strategy on that?
Well, it's really different based on the business and how relevant your marketing messages are. Because if you're just sending out, we call them reminder messages, just, hey, we're there, and it doesn't come with a really big promotion or there's no real juice behind it, but you're maybe focusing on top of mind awareness. You don't want to, I mean, we recommend like 2 to 4 a month in the restaurant space. There's other verticals that can send more. Some verticals get away with like daily newsletters. Again, it comes back to, did I sign up for the daily quote from this company or daily newsletters? Most people sign up for rewards, so they want a promotion tied to it. They want an offer, some kind of juice behind it. So you can send more if you've got good stuff coming.
Yeah, that's the danger when you're a business owner, I think, is the overkill on really sending too much and then having people opt out, and you'll never get that customer back. So it's great that your company shares best practices and tries to make people successful.
Relevancy is a huge key too. Like you said, you had some experience in the car wash world. If I just got my car wash yesterday and you send me a text today saying half off a car wash, I'm frustrated because I just washed my car yesterday. But if you recognize that I haven't come wash my car for 3 or 4 weeks, I want that text.
That's a great point.
Yeah. What you want to do is have a staffer go to somebody's car, dump it, you know, with white mud, a bucket of mud, dump it with dirty water, then text them and say, hey, how about a car wash? Yeah.
You got mud on your car lately?
Last question. When you go to a restaurant, you're sitting there and you're enjoying your meal and the restaurateur comes up to you and says, hey, how do you enjoy your meal? Do you say, it's good, but I think you should have Citigro as your loyalty marketers? Can you turn it off and relax at a restaurant, or are you always pitching your product?
You know, it's better now. Years ago, we started in 2011. I would say for the first couple of years, you're always looking for that opportunity. Now I'm sure the sales guys, they still always look for that opportunity, but I'm able to turn it off.
You just want to eat your burger.
At least the sales side of it. I'm thinking higher level strategy and, you know, well, what can we do on that side? But
awesome. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, what's citygrow.com, or let's get some Facebook and Twitter out there.
Grow is GRO, so no W on grow. Citygrow.com.
Citygrow.com. CEO John Parrish joining us. Thank you so much for the time. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
Fusik, fusing message and music.
Book a demo today at fusikmedia.com.